Well, I'm going to run on my record, and we have a smaller, less expensive government than when I got here. Our property tax levy is down 25%. The number of people employed by Onondaga County is down by 25%, and it's because we have really modernized the way we do things. We are collaborating with other municipalities. Our county purchasing office is doing purchasing for 47 different municipalities, including the city of Syracuse and its school district. Those are things that people talked about in this community for decades. We finally got it done. We have done difficult things, like moved forward with the sale of Van Dyne Home and Hospital, which I just toured. It is much better under the current leadership that it has. It has renovated. It's taking more difficult-to-place people than the county was able to take. You know, we had been running at a great deficit. We made big decisions to make things better. What we've done environmentally here in this neighborhood, they are enduring the Midland Ave sewage treatment plant. There was one scheduled for Armory Square. There was another couple scheduled in the city. Instead, we've turned to save the rain, and we've gone to the federal court and said there are better, more environmentally friendly ways to do some of these things. I would like to be able to remind people that we've done that. With respect to social services, we've done a lot inside county government to streamline things and to treat people when they come in for services the way they really should be treated, which is you're down on your luck. It's our role. We work for you to help you in this moment of need. But keep an eye on the bottom line so that we can keep costs down for businesses and people can be hired. You know, there's a lot of unfairness still in the way we do things, and we're trying to knock down barriers wherever we go, and I think we have some good things we can tell people.
You talked a little bit about the breaking down of party lines and not having it just be about vote the line or whatever. Does that make it a little weirder to campaign? Because let's face it, I mean, a lot of campaigning is with the Republican Party group that's in that community or what have you. You know, how do you bring that notion to campaigning, which is a, you know, inherently political process?
And there's a reality. You know, I have the backing of the Republican Party. I've been registered as a Republican my whole life. But there's not a Republican way to operate county government. There just isn't. And I'm going out as Joni Mahoney, as the person that's had this job for the last 8 years, with a record of what we've done and what we've accomplished. And I don't want this to be about labels. I want this to be about individuals, and I want to tell people what I'm about, what my vision is, why I'm doing the job, and then ask for their support as an individual.
Is working with Stephanie Miner, Democrat, and Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, and even being on the Thruway committee, are those things, you know, you can point out there or will put out there that say, you know, hey, there's, you know, some reaching across the aisle?
Well, when I was running for office in 2007, I told people every opportunity I had, I will work with whomever else is here that's pulling in the right direction. And, you know, the voters in the city of Syracuse sent Stephanie Miner to be mayor. They sent me to be county executive. They didn't send us to work against each other because we're in different political parties. Out of respect for the voters, I'm working with the folks that the voters have sent. Sometimes they're Democrats, sometimes they're Republicans. I've gotten a lot accomplished in the last 2 years with the Republican legislature. Ryan McMahon, the chair of the legislature, is a Republican. Every issue is looked at on its merits. Every person is, you know, judged on their capabilities, and, you know, we're just not running a government that is one way or another.
All right, great. Thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see you.